Whereas we talked about the chitta as like sort of pure awareness, sometimes a metaphor for the chitta being pure awareness.
There's lots of definitions and there's lots of ideas.
Mm-hmm. And I'm recognizing that it's a concept, I'm not going to really get very far with what I'm about to ask you, but so we thought about it. But I might be a little bit. So like we talked about the awareness being in the fourth kanda, the sankhara kanda. It sounds like he's talking about something different, like maybe the activity of awareness, or you know, like what we're doing when we are being aware is in the fourth kanda. But the rebirth that he's talking about with the chitta being outside of the five kandas, and someone who's a Arya Pugala, someone who's
even he wasn't even using that in terms of rebirth, as if the chitta is rebirth, just outside of it completely.
Could
you try
say something about that? Because I was confused.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Because it's just, you know, all you're going to do is grab it and then try to get another definition that tries to fit into. You have to practice. This is experience. The ability to recognize the. I mean, there is that which is beyond birth and death. There is that which is beyond, and you're not going to, and then you say, well, what is it, and how is it, how should it be? And it's just the same as trying to continue, that in the Savasava Sutta, you know, how was I in the past, what was I in the past, you know, what will I be in the future, huh? What am I now, am I now? So that conceiving, and as soon as you get into conceiving, you've already started the process of dukkha. The whole conceptual process is the engaging with dukkha.
So it would be better to hear what he said and just let it go, in terms of it just being a concept and just saying, well, when I notice awareness and when there is awareness, that's good. I don't have to make anything out of it.
You don't
do anything with it.
Yeah.
You can just utilize it.
Yes.
And if the time comes
and
there's a recognition that there's something separate, then great.
Yeah,
but
I mean, because that's where you can use those as concepts to stimulate an investigative process, but you're not going, the investigation is not a conceiving. The best investigation is when the mind is exceedingly still and not conceiving, not creating concepts. And it's like the you know, how Ajahn Chah reiterated how important it was the advice that he received from Ajahn Mun to be able to recognize the difference between the mind and the moods of the mind. So that the jitta and the aramana of the jitta, and that those are two different things, but that's on an experiential level. It's not on a conceiving level. As soon as you start trying to conceive that, that just the conception itself is an aramana of the jitta. It's a movement of the jitta.
It's more of a realizing.
Yes.
The difference between trying to conceive and investigating with, you know, that has good results would be that there's a realizing, not a conceiving mind, but a realizing.
And you have to, one of the things is recognizing the dukkha involved in the conceiving. That movement towards having to have a view, an idea, a conception, a construct.
From self?
Well, I mean, that's a construct. Mm-hmm. That's a construct.